The word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Lord be praised, the name of the Lord be glorified, the name of the Lord be worshipped, the name of the Lord be adored. Unto you alone, O God, be glorified. Thank you, Father. Libaba rabba shata kabaya, iberete teke baruku to kapanta laba shakaba, ibroku to rabaita kuriba. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I say resurrection, good morning to each and every one of you precious and highly favored and valued sons and daughters of God. I welcome you to Power for Today, coming your way from Destiny House Podcast of Deliverance Assemblies of God Church House of Destiny, located at Kotobabi or Pig Farm Town. As usual, we are the servants of the Lord, Delali Boja and Gladys, being assisted by Boja Worldwide, Pascal, and the Enoch. Yes, this morning, our theme is overcoming the challenges of the evil and wicked system. Dash, facing your day. So from Wednesday, it is going to be facing your day. Facing your day. Facing your day. Beloved, in John chapter 16, verse number 33, Jesus, these words came from the mouth of Jesus himself. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. I read that again. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble. But take heart, I've overcome the world. If you read from the NIV carefully, I've told you these things so that in me you may, English people online, may is not certainty, may is not for sure. Say in me, you may. Why did Jesus say in me, you may? It means it depends on you. It depends on you. As for me, I am peace. But for you to enjoy my peace depends on you. Depends on who you. Yes. So that in me you may. John 16:33. In me you may. May is not for certainty. It is not for certainty. Anytime somebody is speaking and uses the term may, you may, I may come. That means I may come or may not. It is not certainty. It is not for sure. So why would Jesus say in me, you may? If he knows that he is the Prince of Peace, why does he say in me, you may? That may simply means that it depends on you. Not him alone. As for him, he is the Prince of Peace. But for you to have peace, it depends on you. And what is the meaning of that may? The meaning of that may, you may. You may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble. Trouble. Some verses say tribulation. But take heart. I have overcome the world. Take heart. I have overcome the world. Take heart. I've overcome the world. The same John spoke in 1 John chapter 4, verses 1 John 5, 1. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone who loves the Father loves the Son. Let me read. Okay. 1 John 5:4. For everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world. Even our faith. Even our faith. 1 John 5:4. For everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. So you are an advanced overcomer. We are advanced overcomers. Whether you sleep or you are awake, you are an overcomer. We have overcome the day. We have already overcome the challenges of the evil and the wicked system. But it depends on us. How does it depend on us? It is how we face the challenges. In what spirit do we face the challenges of the evil and the wicked system? In what spirit do we face the challenges of the day? In what spirit and with what word? Two things. In what spirit? In what word? In what mindset? In what attitude? That's the may. You may. You may. So you see, we are delving into the word. You may. You may. In me, you may have peace. That may simply means, in what spirit are you facing the challenge? With what word are you facing the challenge? With what mindset are you facing the challenge? With what attitude are you facing the challenge? Four things. The challenge of the day, the challenge of the evil and the wicked system can only be faced with the Spirit of God, in the Spirit of God. Two, with the Word of God. Three, with the mindset of God. Four, with the attitude of God. Put it all together. We must face the challenges of the day in the image of God. Beloved, in the image of God. 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 We must face the challenges of the day in the image of God. Beloved, take note of this. You and I are created in the image of God. Do you know that it's not only you and I that are created in the image of God? Everyone walking around is created in the image of God. Look, the most wicked person has an amount of God in the person. When we talk about the image of God, we are talking about the untouchable attributes and qualities of God. Will, desire, taste, whatever. That is the image of God. Not that God has a physical body. Actually, Jesus is God in the flesh. Jesus is God in the flesh. Jesus is God out in the flesh. So in the image of God, you and I have not been created to face the challenges on our own, but we are to face them in the image of God. And in this image of God, four things: with the Spirit of God in us, with the word of God in us, with the mind of God in us, and with the attitude of God. What is the attitude of God? He called things that are not as though they were. Romans 4:17. What is the attitude of God? God just command what should be. He doesn't celebrate what is there. He just command so, so, and so be. What is the attitude of God? Look at Moses. When Moses and the Israelites faced the Red Sea, and they were crying, say, move on, Moses, move on. Why did God tell Moses, move on? Because I am with you. You are not alone. You see, God sent an angel to go with them, but they were not seeing the angel. Even in the Old Testament, in the night, it was a pillar of fire. In the day, it was a pillar of cloud. They were seeing fire. They were seeing cloud. In fact, the Old Testament people, they were really unbelievers. So, because they saw things. We are not seeing. Sometimes I wish I was in the Old Testament. But you see, that one too, Charlie, it wasn't easy. There is no mercy. A little thing you do, God knocks you down. You are dead. It wasn't grace period at all. You don't mess in the Old Testament. So you see, they saw things. In the New Testament, the early church, they saw Jesus. Today, it is purely by grace and by faith. Do you know what the Lord was saying? He said the things that they saw in the Old Testament, they are still there today. But now they manifest by your faith. If you say this is there, it appears. If you say this should happen, it happens. Whatever you call forth begins to manifest. So, beloved, we in the New Testament, we are more blessed than the Old Testament brethren. We are really more favored. Facing the challenges, face every challenge in the Spirit of God. Face every challenge with the Word of God. Face every challenge with the mind of God. Face every challenge with the attitude of God. That's why Psalm 118 verse 24, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. You speak to the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. It is not the devil that has made it. It is the Lord that has made the day. And because the Lord has made the day, this day must produce my testimonies. Psalm 118, verse 24. Psalm 117, verse 2. Psalm 117, verse 2. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say what? Say, I am redeemed. Say, I am secured. Say, I am blessed. Say, I am highly favored. Say, I am whatever. I am victorious. I am more than a conqueror. Say what God says you are. Say who God says you are. That is all. That is how we face the challenges of the day. In fact, in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 45 to 47, 1 Samuel 17, 45 to 47, when David was facing Goliath, David did not face Goliath in his own strength. How did David face Goliath? He faced Goliath with the word. He said, you come against me with spear, with sword, and with javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied today. I will strike you down. I will cut off your head. And all nations will know that there is a God in Israel. All nations will know that there is a God in Israel. And did that happen? Exactly, it happened. Exactly, it happened. David faced Goliath with the word of God. Jesus in Matthew 4 faced the temptation with, it is written. 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 Beloved, the Lord was teaching me about the two greatest weapons that the devil is using in our end time. The two greatest weapons that the devil is using in these end times, or even maybe even four. And these are what? Even three. These are deception. Deception and distraction. Deception and distraction. These two. Deception and what? Distraction. And then the third one the Lord gave me. The major key and sign of satanic inducement is pressure. The major key and sign of satanic inducement is pressure. In fact, I have a message on pressure, the major key and sign of satanic inducement. I'm not talking about blood pressure of the system. It is so wonderful. It is so wonderful. How anything you are doing under pressure, the amount of pressure on you tells the involvement of the devil. God hasn't put pressure on you in anything, never. God hasn't put pressure on you. God was telling me that Eve was under pressure to eat. Abraham was under pressure to sleep with Hagar. Pressure. Look at the pressure of our time. Pressure of looking for money. There are people who have been driving from 4 a.m. where they live, especially those who live in Afenya, and their work is in Accra. What kind of killing is that? You have built your house, but look at the pressure. The pressure at the end of the day, the effect on you. Why don't you rent that place and find a place that is closer to your work? My God. And then when you are in retirement, you move there. I see people, we have built, we are so and so. But then when they are talking, and then they will say some things, I look at them and I laugh. They look and say, you look young. You don't look stressful. You look young. You look so and so. I say, it's because where I live, I am still in a rented house, but it is closer to the church I pastor. Finish. Look at you. Look at where you are. You are in your own house. But look at the stress that it will take you to get to your work. Look at the stress it's taking your children. Because you want them to attend school in town. 3 a.m. They are up. One day, some years ago, God asked me to go and stand by the road. Around 3 a.m. He said, do walking. That time, we don't have the podcast. So he said, do walking. So I was walking. I mean, doing walking. So I stand by the road. And I saw cars have started passing. Traffic has started building gradually. 3 a.m. I saw children in the car sleeping. Some were drinking something. And then God said, look, all these people, where are they going? What are they looking for? Where are they going? What are they looking for? Where are they going? What are they looking for? What is pushing them? It's the pressure of the system. Pressure. This time, if you don't ask or live in the Holy Spirit and the Word of God, you can't make it. If you don't apply the wisdom of God, you cannot make it. If you don't apply the wisdom of God, you cannot make it. You cannot survive. How do we face the challenges of this evil and wicked system? I remember sometimes when I'm going to the Volta region in weekday, we leave the house 4:30, sometimes 5. When we cross the Ashiama runabout, from Ashiama runabout going towards Afinya, traffic has started building from those who are coming from Afinya. Traffic has started building. And they are going to work in Accra. Some are going to Makola. Some are going so, so, and so. On the way back, the same traffic. Look at the smoke emission from the cars, the dust, especially cars that are not air conditioned. And even cars that are air conditioned, the stress of the traffic. Look, God teaches me a lot of things, so, but some of these things you can't share it, because if you share it, if you don't take care, you are offending people. As I'm saying this right now, I am not offending anybody. I'm just saying we need wisdom. We need the leadership of the Holy Spirit to handle this life so that we can live a little longer. Otherwise, we kill ourselves. Because this system is the serpent system. It's an evil, it is not a theocratic system. This is not the system God created. No. So everything, our life in this world, must be lived in the Holy Spirit or by the leadership of the Holy Spirit, by the wisdom of God, by the knowledge of God, by the patience of God. God told me that my best friends should be people like my father type, who are older than me. He told me, he said, I can have my peer friends, but friends that I discuss serious things with, they should be like my father type. So that the mistake they have made, they will advise me not to make those mistakes. So I adopted Nana Mankwa, TV Water Construction, the late. That family, they took me on after some time, 1988. Yes. Took me, we travel through Abidjan to Italy and all that, 1988. And I learned a lot of things before I disconnected myself from that family. They were a great, they taught me wisdom, wisdom. I learned wisdom, Della. When you marry, get a deep freezer. Let your wife go to market, save money. She should go to market once, buy the things for the week, stock them, and then start picking. She will start picking. Della, save money. Buy one shoe that is very, very strong, that you can wear for a long time to places. Don't buy many. Buy one belt, black and brown, that you can turn over. One that is very strong. Then Nana will go and bring some of the shoes that those days he bought them some years ago. He bought them some years ago when he traveled. Few shoes, but he uses them everywhere and save money. Della, when you marry at so and so age, when your wife is at so and so age, I remember this. By the time you are 50 years, your firstborn is so and so. You're this, you're this, you're that. I say, thank you, Nana. I'm grateful. Della, be careful where you live when you start bringing forth. Don't leave a place that is more than 20 minutes drive from your children's school. Don't leave a place that is more than 20 minutes drive from your children's school. Don't live too far from your work, please. Oh, he gave me a lot of counsel. He told me, those days, so about 30-something, 1988 to 91, 90, they will sit me down when we are at the table and be counseling me. They like this. They like that. They like that. And I was taking note. And exactly, that's the life I have lived. They say a research shows that when children wake up before 4 o'clock, they lack a certain chemical in their brain. Or when they wake up before 5. Children should sleep up to 5. And then they wake up. Because from 4 to 5, there is a chemical that is released in their brain that makes them calm. It makes them calm. But when they wake up before 5, they miss that chemical. That chemical is interrupted. And so the children become, hyper. The same way I followed it. I started moving far. He said, look, you can stay far when your children are now in secondary school. Then you can live anywhere you want to live. When your children get to secondary school, you can stay anywhere. Beloved, in this time, the only way we can survive, if you want to live a little longer, You need the Holy Spirit and the Word. In this evil and wicked system, the Holy Spirit is a counselor. The Holy Spirit has his own wisdom. He has knowledge. The gifts of the Holy Spirit, discerning of spirit. Like yesterday, I was saying, the system is something. I was talking to somebody. And you see, the only people that have been destined to live and survive is you and I. Unfortunately, Christians are also crashing. We are crashing because we are not, we are living by the system. We are crashing because we are living by the system. This wisdom has really blessed me. It has blessed me over the years. And truly, my children are calm. They sleep 5:30. And especially our girl, those days when you are waking her up, everybody in the area will hear that she is waking up because you lift her and then she shrouds back, broom, into the bed. You lift her. For her to wake up, the whole area will hear that she is this time. And you hear some people will be laughing. Other neighbors around, they are laughing. Mentioning her name. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Because she slept deep. So my children are relaxed because I follow that advice. I follow that counsel. I am not offending anybody. I'm just sharing something. We live by wisdom. We live by knowledge. We live by the wisdom of God. Don't carry a certain mindset. Examine your mindset along with the word of God, whether it agrees with the word of God. Examine your mindset, whether it agrees with the word of God. Yes. When I meet my fellow pastors, they are talking, so and so. We have built. I am in my one of my friends. He moved to his house. Within 2 years, he has become an old man. Very old. We met at pastor's meeting. Oh, my friend, what is happening to you? What is happening to you? He just shook his head. He said, I've moved into my house. It's not easy, my brother. Traffic. It's not easy. It's not easy. It's not easy, my brother. Traffic. Me, where my project is, it is a retirement house for me. When I have nothing to do in town, But now at least God is providing for me to pay rent. I will pay because I want to live long. Then I can move there. For now, within 15 minutes, I'm in church. Within 20 minutes, I'm in church. At most, no matter the traffic, within 25 minutes, I'm in church. But people will make it 2 hours in traffic. It is reducing your age. It is reducing your age and weakening you. At a certain age, you begin to treat some diseases because of lack of wisdom. We want to pray. Say, Lord,
I need wisdom.
I need wisdom to live.
Wisdom to live.
I need wisdom for the day.
I need wisdom for the day.
I need wisdom for the system.
I need wisdom for the system.
Say Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
I need wisdom for the now.
Wisdom for the
now. I need wisdom for the now.
I need wisdom for
the now. I need wisdom for the now.
I need wisdom for
the now. I need wisdom for the now.
I need wisdom for the now.
I need wisdom for the now.
I need wisdom for the now.
I need wisdom for the now.
I need wisdom for the now.
I need wisdom for the now.
I need wisdom for the now.
I need wisdom for the now.
I need wisdom for the now.
I need wisdom for the now.
I need wisdom for the now.
I need wisdom for the now.
Wisdom for
I need wisdom for the now.
I need wisdom for the now.
I need wisdom for the now.
I need wisdom.
I need wisdom for the now.
I need wisdom for the now.
I need wisdom for this system.
I need wisdom for this system.
I need wisdom.
Lord, I need wisdom.
I need wisdom.
Lord, I need wisdom.
Lord, I need wisdom.
Holy Spirit, I need wisdom.
I need wisdom.
I need wisdom.
Lord, I need wisdom.
I need wisdom for the now.
I need wisdom.
Lord, 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 I need wisdom. Lord,
Lord,
we need wisdom.
We need wisdom.
Lord, we need
Lord,
wisdom.
We need wisdom.
We need wisdom.
We need wisdom
for the system.
For the system.
We need wisdom.
We need wisdom.
The wisdom to,
the
beat,
wisdom
the
to beat the system.
The wisdom 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 to
the wisdom to overcome the system.
The wisdom to overcome the system.
We need the wisdom to beat the system.
We need the wisdom to beat the system.
The wisdom to overcome the system.
Wisdom to overcome the system.
The wisdom to beat the system.
Wisdom to
the wisdom to overcome the system.
The wisdom to
beat the system.
Wisdom to
the wisdom
beat
to overcome the system
and to overcome the system.
The system.
Wisdom to
the wisdom
beat
to overcome the system.
Wisdom to overcome the system. We need wisdom, Lord. We need wisdom, Lord. We need wisdom, Lord. Holy Spirit, we need your wisdom. We need your wisdom. Yes, the wisdom to beat the system. The wisdom to overcome the system. Give us that wisdom, Lord. Your word says, he who lacks wisdom should ask. And so we are asking for wisdom. Wisdom for the day. Wisdom to live in the system. Yes, wisdom to beat the system. Wisdom to overcome the system. Wisdom to live the system in the system. Wisdom to overcome the system.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say, Lord.
Lord.
We need faith.
We need faith.
To beat the system.
To beat the system.
We need faith.
We need faith.
And favor.
And favor.
Faith 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 and favor.
For the system.
For the system.
Faith and favor.
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 The Papa Rakatakaba Italy.
Yes, Lord.
We need faith and favor.
Lord, in favor to beat the system and to live in the system, the serpent system. We need faith and favor. We need faith and favor. We need faith and favor to beat the system and for children to make inroads. Yes, in the system. We need faith and favor. Yes, over our lives, upon everyone online. Faith and favor. 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 We need faith and favor.
Faith and favor.
Faith and favor.
Faith and favor.
Yes, Lord, to beat the system and to live further favorably in the system, in the serpent and wicked evil system. Faith and favor.
Faith and favor.
Faith and favor. We need faith and favor, oh Lord,
in Jesus' mighty name,
amen.
Why are we praying for faith? You know, we were all at North Kanesha Assemblies of God, and Reverend Dr. Joseph Basia, former regional superintendent, he was our senior associate. He is the pastor of Fountain of Glory at Spinters Road, Flower Pot, built a beautiful church there. Some of our brethren from North Kaneshi followed him. And there is this particular brother and the wife, 3 children. They were at Dakuma. They had no car. Every service, they will mandate to be there. The brother is a photographer. And the wife, a teacher. Wednesday, Bible studies, they are there. Friday, pray. Every activity. So when I go there to preach and I see them, I say, how do you manage it? They will just smile. I mean, how? Spinter's Road and those days, traffic. How do you manage it? They say, we are determined. We are determined. We are determined. Another time when I went there to pre-hold revival, how is it? The man said, we are praying. We have told God that this is where we want to be. And so he should get us a house around. We don't want to move. This is where we want to be and serve God. Do you know what happened? Anyone who has gone to Fountain of Glory, the back door, when you are coming out of the chapel, the back door, there is a street and houses there. Estate. See, one day they closed church. And then people were coming out. The wife came out and was standing with the children and then waiting for the husband to come so that they will cross the street and walk to the other side and pick a car. There was a man standing in front of a gate. That man has been standing there. I mean, they see. The man just clapped and said, Madam. Then the man said, Madam, I beg you. This is my house. I am not here. I stay in UK. I only come here on business. I come, I go. No one is here. And I am worried. Can you get me one of your members who is very good? Who can take care of this? At least the boys' cottage is 3-bedroom. As for the main house, I can lock it. It is there. I can. But the boys' cottage. Me and my family, we are not here. We only come here for holidays and I come here for business. And in fact, right now, in a few weeks' time, about 3 weeks' time, I'm going. And I locked the place down. The woman said, please let me call my husband. The husband appeared. He said, listen to the man. You know the man?
Yes.
You know them?
Yes.
They just walk in, say, we cry, we are praying for you. Say, oh, this is the house. That's why they live now. Faith. Say, Lord,
give me the faith.
Faith to live.
Faith to acquire.
Faith to possess. Lord, give me the faith. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
They have been living there for 12 years now. No rent. They only pay light bill. No rent and water bill. That's all. Utility. No rent. 12 years. If you know Fountain of Glory, go there and check. Sometimes when I mention people, you say, Pastor, you see this thing, because people doubt. They think you are just telling stories. Beloved, are we involving God in our things? We just, look, the rent is too expensive now. So and so. Where is God in it? Have you put God inside? Look. Even if you want to live in airport residential area, God can give you a place there. He can give you a place. Today, lack of faith has moved people. Lack of faith in God. Lack of involving God in things. If you see the kind of life that Christians are living, if you see the kind of life that Christians are living, where is God? Where is faith? We have left the world into the hands of unbelievers. The statement the Holy Spirit has dropped into me that I give him a thanks offering. The church has been so much heavily conscientized that it is losing its earthly significance. Christians, heaven, 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 heaven. So here on earth, we are losing out because we'll die and go to heaven. What is property? What is this? We are still here. We are to balance it. We are to be heavily, heavenly conscientized. Whilst we still possess the earth. Whilst we still do what? Possess the earth. Because the earth is what? The laws. And the fullness thereof. The world and all that dwelleth in them. Psalm 24 verse 1. Silver and gold belongs to our Father. We must possess and enjoy and leave it to our children or leave it to other human beings. You don't need to live in poverty anyhow here on earth because you are going to heaven. That's why some people, they get to heaven and they are lost because the kind of life they live there, heaven was just too much for them. When they say pass here, they are passing the other way. Like those days, when I used to enter politicians' houses, the kind of houses I've entered, you enter and if they don't tell you, they've told you sit down and then you are even shaking to sit. When you look at the carpet, small young man just praying for families, taking me to places. You grow with that mindset. Say, Lord, give me faith to possess the earth. Give me faith to possess my possessions. Give me faith to possess my possessions. Give me faith to possess my possessions. Give me faith to possess the earth. To possess the earth. To possess my possessions. To possess my possessions. To possess my possessions. To possess my possessions. Give me faith 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 to possess my possession. Give me faith to have the portion of mine. The portion that belongs to me. The portion that belongs to me. The portion that belongs to me. The portion on earth that belongs to me. The portion of the silver and the gold that belongs to me. The portion 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 that belongs to me.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Only we should not allow us to be driven by greed and selfishness. That's all. Avoid envy. Avoid jealousy. Avoid greed. Avoid being driven by pressure to take what does not belong to you. By all means, that is all. That's all we should avoid. Otherwise, you need your portion. You need to possess what belongs to you.
Yes, Lord.
You need your portion. You need your portion. Some of you, whose poverty have driven outside Accra, may God give you money to come back to the city.
Amen.
The city is being left for foreigners.
Yes.
Because they can change money and pay rent. The citizens are being pushed at the outskirts, like it happened in the colonial days. Central Accra, yes, it be British foreigners. And they were pushing them to Kandeshi and other places. Yes, Kandeshi and other places. Today, it's no more Kandeshi. It's Kaswa. It's Tichamante. Tichamante. It's Afienya. Akuse. That's why they are pushing them now. Taking over Accra. May that not be your portion.
Amen.
You deserve the city.
Amen.
You deserve the city.
Yes, Lord.
You deserve the city.
The city center.
You deserve the city center.
Yes, Lord.
You deserve the city center.
We deserve
it. You deserve the city center. You deserve the best. Child of God, you deserve the best. May God give you the best.
Amen.
I say, may God give you the best.
Amen.
May God give you what you need to possess. What you need to beat the system.
Yes, Lord.
What you need to beat the system.
Yes, Lord.
You know, outside there is good for retirement.
Mm-hmm. The outskirts.
The outskirts. When you don't have so much to do in the city, is the best place to live. Quiet, but not when everything of yours is inside the city. No. And you see, here is not Europe. Here is not other countries where you can stay 600 kilometers and just pick a train. A train will take you to wherever you are going. Me, if I live in abroad, I don't need a car. I would just be taking public transport and those things. Yes, I'll limit myself and live a very simple life. Make money and bring it home. Yes, that's my philosophy. Unfortunately, you go and see Ghanaians outside there, the things they are doing, as if the place belongs to them. The day you lose the place and come down, then you are something. We want to pray right now. Say, Lord.
Lord.
I pray.
I pray.
Give me.
Give me.
The key.
The key.
To the system.
To the system.
The key.
The key.
To unlock.
To unlock.
This system.
This system.
Lord, give me the key.
Lord, give me the key.
Give me the key.
To unlock.
Give me the key.
This system.
Give me the key.
We are living
in. Give me the key.
Give me the key.
Give me the key.
Lord, give me the key.
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 To unlock the system.
To unlock the system.
Give me the key.
Give me the key.
To unlock the system.
To unlock the system.
Give me the key.
Give me the key.
To unlock the system.
To unlock the
system. Give me the key.
Give me the key.
Unlock the system.
Unlock the system. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Please, let me take 4 minutes. Let's pray for Thailand. Andrew is online. But I'm a big man. I beat someone. I'm getting older. I hurt. Anyway, loss of love from Thailand. Andrew, your language is not clear. I know. Maybe you are just trying to get some English.
Yeah.
The other day, he joined that. There is war in Burma. People are being killed in Burma and they are entering into Thailand. Let's pray that God visit Burma.
Amen.
I thought Andrew would send us a testimony of the prayer we prayed the last time. What is happening now?
He will be sending it.
Say, Lord.
Lord.
Visit Thailand.
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 Visit
Thailand.
Visit Thailand.
Visit Thailand.
Visit Thailand.
Visit Thailand.
Visit Thailand.
Visit Thailand.
Visit Thailand.
Visit Thailand.
Visit Burma.
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 Visit
Burma.
Visit Burma.
Stop the bloodshed.
Stop the bloodshed.
Stop the bloodshed.
Show yourself.
Show yourself
strong.
Show yourself strong.
Show yourself strong.
Show yourself powerful.
Show yourself strong.
Show yourself powerful.
Show yourself strong.
Show yourself mighty.
Show yourself mighty.
Visit, oh God.
Visit
the people there.
Yes,
save souls, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Save the souls there, oh God.
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 In Burma,
in Burma,
in Thailand,
in Thailand,
in Burma,
in Burma,
in Thailand,
in Burma,
let your
in Thailand,
peace prevail.
In Burma,
let your
in
peace
Thailand,
prevail. Yes,
in
Lord.
Burma,
in Burma,
in Thailand,
in Thailand,
in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
May the Lord bless you.
Amen.
May the Lord increase you. May you grow younger and younger.
Amen.
Healthier and healthier.
Amen.
Healthier and healthier.
Yes, Lord.
Younger and younger.
We receive it in Jesus' name.
As I am growing younger and younger, stronger and stronger, and as I am not treating any disease, as I am not on any medication whatsoever, no medication, let that be your life also.
Amen.
You should be on no medication.
Yes, Lord.
You should
yes,
be strong Lord. And healthy.
Amen.
You should be fit.
Amen.
You should be kicking.
Amen.
Your years should just be years. They should never affect your physical body.
Amen.
As it is not affecting my physical body.
Amen.
Let that be your portion.
Yes, Lord.
Let that be your portion.
Yes, Lord.
Let that be your portion.
Amen. We receive it in
and
Jesus' name.
Have the wisdom, the key, the faith, and the favor to beat the system.
Yes, Lord.
May God give you the wisdom.
Amen.
The spirit of wisdom.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit, the word.
Yes, Lord.
The key, the faith, and the favor to beat the system.
Amen.
Let your testimony never fail. Let your testimony never fail.
Amen.
Let your testimony,
yes, Lord,
never fail.
Amen.
Let your testimony,
yes, Lord,
never fail.
Amen.
Let your testimony,
amen,
never fail.
Amen.
I bless you in the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you all. Mm-hmm. Shalom.
There is a message from Andrew.
Until we meet again at the 11th hour prayer parade and then our 21-day critical life support prayer marathon continues. Testimonies are coming.
Amen.
This week we are praying on obstacles within the church, obstacles within us or among us. Last week it was the environment. Now among us. Among us within the church. Next week is us personally. So let everyone be part of it.
Amen.
Until we meet again, the same time next week and today. Shalom, 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 shalom. Peace.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.